This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Happy Palindrome Day. I don't know if that's an official holiday or not. I just noticed that in the European way of dating things, today is 2202 of 2022. In other words, it reads the same forwards and backwards like a palindrome. Apropos of nothing, it's just one of those nerdy things that nerds like me find amusing. Anyway, topic number five today, Russia. The propaganda campaign against Russia, the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin, has really ramped up. We saw this really take shape over the weekend. Monday morning, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told NBC that Vladimir Putin is planning an extremely violent invasion of Ukraine, I guess as opposed to a peaceful invasion. Anyway, he cited intelligence without providing any details that Russia plans to unleash an even greater form of brutality against Ukrainians to repress them, to crush them, to harm them. This follows on a Sunday report published by the Washington Post that the Biden administration is warning our allies that the Kremlin has compiled a list of Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation. These allegations, spelled out in a letter delivered to the United Nations by our ambassador to the UN, Bathsheba Crocker, which includes the sensational claim that Russia plans to round up LGBTQI plus persons to be put in camps or persecuted by other means. We are now firmly into that stage of the information war that disturbingly seems to precede American military action against foreign leaders who've been demonized to make them appear to be inhuman. You might remember during the span of our lives, the Muammar Gaddafi Viagra mass rape of Libyan civilians. You know, the claim that he was giving Viagra to his soldiers so they could commit rape over and over again turned out not to be true. Saddam Hussein's al-Qaeda links, which turned out to be non-existent. He was actually trying to get them out of his country. Or the incubator babies claim. You might remember that one. The 15-year-old girl who testified to Congress that Iraqi soldiers were taking babies from incubators in Kuwait and killing them. And it turned out that that was coordinated, scripted and coordinated by the public relations firm Hill & Knowlton. And the 15-year-old girl was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. This sounds a lot like that. And I pray that what comes next is not what followed those PR campaigns. Topic number four today, anti-medicine. At least 23 of America's 25 most prestigious medical colleges and universities are now requiring some form of student training or coursework on ideas related to critical race theory. This is according to criticalrace.org, which monitors CRT curricula and training in higher education around the country. The schools examined were based on the U.S. News and World Report rankings of America's top medical schools. Of the top 25, 23 of them, that's 92%, if you want to look at it that way, have some sort of mandatory training, and 21% are offering materials by the two leading evangelists of the critical race theory gospel. That would be Robin DiAngelo and Ibram Kendi. Study found that 16 out of 25 have declared that anti-racism, which is just racism rebranded, DEI, which is diversity, equity, inclusion training, CRT and or other similar elements will be embedded into the general curriculum of that university. Now, look, students at med school are not there to be trained as indoctrinologists. They are there to be trained in the fine points of medicine. And whether CRT proponents like it or not, there are some genetic differences between people from different parts of the world. Certain diseases affect people of one type more than people of another type. And sometimes that is determined by genetics. And sometimes those genetics also affect the color, the amount of melanin in one's skin. So ignoring genetic differences on the one hand, but then dictating policy solely on the basis of skin color, on the other hand, is anti-medicine, it is anti-science, and that is the whole point behind it. It is fundamentally rooted in Marxism, which has as its goal the deconstruction of Western civilization. Frankly, I don't care what color my doctor's skin is, as long as he or she is not considering the color of my skin when it comes to deciding what's wrong. Topic number three, the metaverse. Speaking of what's wrong, this is really disturbing. An online gaming platform aimed at elementary school children is hosting a sick Nazi experience virtual reality featuring gas chambers and dead bodies. This is hosted by Roblox, which is billed as suitable for children as young as age 7. Hit the headlines last week for allowing virtual sex parties with bondage acts and strippers. And over the weekend, the Mail on Sunday, UK newspaper, which does far more journalism than our vaunted New York Times or Washington Post, had a reporter log in with an avatar and confirm that Camp Concentration, which includes a room where players can click execute to release deadly gas from showerheads, is a real thing. Again, this is hosted by a company that's online platform is rated as suitable for children as young as 7. This virtual concentration camp includes blazing funeral pyre of dead avatars. Those are the little characters that represent people in the game. German flags, German cross flying outside a Lego-style watchtower alongside rows of avatars representing players in the game. Players can watch and add little comments online as they're watching other avatars being incinerated. This game was invented by a couple of engineers, David Basuki and Eric Castle, listed on the New York Stock Exchange last March. Its chief executive officer, Basuki, is now holding shares worth about $4 billion. They've got more than 40 million games to choose from in this virtual world, including ones in which, you know, players adopt virtual pets, live in a fantasy castle, take part in, you know, challenges and obstacle courses and things, things that are okay for kids. But there are so many who have logged into this game that the moderators are having trouble keeping control of it. It's very much like the plot of the science fiction series Caprica, more than 10 years old now, in which a much more realistic virtual online experience, immersive artificial reality, was hacked. And everything up to and including human sacrifice was going on inside that game. This is like the alpha version of that. 50 million daily players in 180 countries on Roblox last year. Bottom line is, parents, you cannot count on online moderators to keep your children or grandchildren safe from what they're experiencing on the web. You have to do it even when it makes your child or grandchild angry with you. Topic number two, virtual tarot. As long as we're speaking about virtual reality, a Swedish musician and artificial intelligence enthusiast is using an AI to create hundreds of creepy new tarot cards. Some examples on the screen behind me here. He's been sharing these via Twitter, and this is using an AI called Looking Glass, which was launched last year. Basically, AI created art, and this musician is using it to create new novel tarot cards. If you're not familiar with the concept, they're used by those who claim to be in touch with the spirit realm to take readings and foretell the future of the person whose cards are being read. Some of these are really, really disturbing, but there are those on Twitter responding very positively to this, saying, quote, comment, honestly, using AI for divinatory purposes makes perfect sense to me. Really, we shouldn't be surprised. As the prophet Kurzweil once foretold, and I'm referring to Dr. Raymond Kurzweil, considered the leading light, the founder, if you will, of the transhumanist movement, wrote a book. And by the way, he's working as an engineer for Alphabet, which is Google's parent company. So this is not a crackpot. He's considered one of the most brilliant minds of the last 100 years. He wrote a best-selling book more than 20 years ago titled The Age of Spiritual Machines. I mean, as Christians, we understand that our minds, which are bioelectrical devices, can be overwhelmed by an external force, demons, as if you don't have the Holy Spirit inside you, that is. Why not an artificial intelligence? Coming up, what happens when you get 100 monkeys with 100 cell phones? It's not quite Shakespeare. That's next on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking. and time is running out. SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point Special Offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today. Well, a guy leans over the monkey enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. It sounds like the setup to a joke, but it happened about a month ago in January, and monkey was quite taken with this new electronic device, grabbed it, picked it up, stared at it intently, tapping at the screen, trying to figure out what exactly to do with this thing, what it might be good for. Turns out when you do a search on the web, this is not the first time a monkey has gotten its hands on a mobile phone. There was video footage that's gone viral from China where an animal got hold of the phone while its owner was in the middle of doing some online shopping, apparently managed to clean the, just empty out the online shopping cart in one go. But, and there are other videos out there of monkeys that have somehow gotten their hands on cell phones, which kind of explains a lot of what we're seeing on social media these days, if you ask me. Anyway, during the month of February, as long as we're speaking of animals, if you are a pet owner, you want to take advantage of this special offer. We always want to send out a thank you for your support because we cannot do what we do without it. And during the month of February, our thank you gift, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the book and the accompanying DVD, Dead Pets Don't Lie. It's a shocking expose of what is in your pet's food. You need to know this. If you've got a dog or a cat, you need this book. And you can set the price during the month of February, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount, we will send this out to you. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or go right to the SkyWatch TV online store, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us 844-750-4985, and thank you. SkyWatchFilms.com, new website where we've got all of our documentary films, including the new one by Josh Peck, The Great Delusion, an expose of the UFO phenomenon, and Tom Horn's jaw-dropping The Secret Destiny of America, the prophetic significance of the occult symbolism embedded in the art and architecture of the United States Capitol and Washington, D.C. You can access these right now. Instant access for as little as $2.95. Wherever you are on planet Earth, find out more and log on now at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Hey, some great travel news. It's being reported now that Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and the Knesset, they are dropping the vaccine mandates for travel effective March 1st. Now, you still need a negative PCR test when you get on the plane, when you get off the plane, but no vaccine anymore as of March 1st. So March 19th through 30th of 2023, that is next March, the next Skywatch TV tour of Israel. We had planned to go this March, but not knowing whether they were going to drop the mandate, didn't want to take that chance. So, but we got details, sample itinerary, breakdown of costs, and a place for you to reserve your spot. Join us in Israel. Sharon and me, along with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Henson, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, March 19th through 30th, with an optional three-day extension over to Jordan to see Wadi Rum, the Red Desert, Petra, and, of course, Mount Nebo. And we will share the historic and the prophetic significance of all of these locations every stop along the way. SkywatchInIsrael.com. That's SkywatchInIsrael.com. Now, this October, Sharon and I, along with Doug Hershey, author of the best-selling book Israel Rising, will be leading a tour of Turkey. This is a two-week tour, October 18th through November 3rd. October 18th through November 3rd, visiting the Churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, the underground city of Derinkuyu, where Christians hid from the Romans in the 1st century AD and then from the armies of Islam in the 7th century AD, an underground city that would house more than 20,000 people and their flocks. Interesting place, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and the ancient city of Hierapolis, just outside Pergamum, otherwise known as the Gates of Hell, the Plutonion. Fascinating stuff historically, but also we will connect this to the Bible. Don't miss it. You can find out more online and reserve your place. This will be a small tour. We're trying to keep it to two dozen or less, but the website for information and registration is skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. We're talking prophecy with expert Jimmy Evans. He's got a new book called Tipping Point, and he's the guest this week with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule for all of our over-the-air programming at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you'll get the weekly broadcast show, these daily news updates, plus Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries right now if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV or our free mobile app. Download all of our video content, plus important news and a calendar of our upcoming events right to your smartphone or tablet. The app is free, and it works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. To make it easy to find the app that's right for your device, we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.